late, but I'm going into labor and I need to ride to the hospital. Can you call me back right away? This is my baby we're talking about.
Listen, you're a crazy weirdo. But I can't listen to this crap before my coffee.
I will dispose of you.
I'm very busy.
Don't drink and drive. That's stupid.
Don't be calling me at night leaving me messages either. Sick of it. Need to get your head out of your ass.
Out of my mind. Couldn't get signed. Gotta go streaking by the bay. Load up your guns. Shoot them for fun. Driving in jacked up Chevrolets. Furlong. Snog spawns. And I never won a thong before. Yeah, right. But now it's time to kick some ass alive. Nervous breakdowns all over town. So ruthless. If you're a pro, give us a call. Step up the streets.
There we go. Good evening, everyone. Sideshow Nate and Stan along with me with another night of South of the Straits podcast. Good morning, good evening, how are you? Or afternoon, wherever you may be right
evening.
Now. Evening for us. That's the way it is here in northern Michigan. Going to be doing some more local music tonight. Definitely doing some more local music. We got Los Vamanos on their way in. They have got some music they're going to be playing for us in studio. Our first in-studio guest. We had to grab chairs that I've had sitting outside all year long to be able to accommodate this inside of the little cougar here.
I hope they brought their own drinks because none will be served.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not drinking. I mean, I'm done with the drinking myself.
No, I'm even talking about water.
Like a, oh, even like,
you know,
a
water.
Yeah, you need no a water Sprite for them. Or whatever.
Yeah, sparkling water from the Atlantic, whatever. Whatever the celebrities want. I want oxygen in a can, stat.
So, anyways, yeah. We got Los Vamanos. They're going to be coming in here in just a little bit. Sometime between 7 and 7:30 is what they said they were going to be here for. And they're going to be hanging out here playing some of their own music. And these guys, they're not really like a type of a band that you would expect to hear acoustically. So this is what I think is going to be really cool, you know, when we're listening to these guys, because they got more of a like a punkish rock beat type, you know, but more mainstream. Singer almost he kind of reminds me of he just died. Stone Temple Pilots.
Weiland.
Scott Weiland. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I kind of got a feel like that too. I thought there initially.
Yep, and they. It's fine. Well, we'll talk to them when they get in here. Los Vamanos, right here. Let's listen to a little preview of what they've got going on. You hear the Scott Weiland there? Kind of hear it?
Oh, there we go. Yes. Yes, I do.
Good local music. What do you think of stuff? You think that's good stuff or what?
I'm enjoying it. I want to know if you can play me another 40 bars or something else.
Another 40 bars. Oh, man. So, yeah, there's Los Vamanos. They're going to be in the studio here in just a few. We're going to be featuring their song, Through the Cracks. Also going to be talking about the Flint water crisis. And we're not jumping on any bandwagon here. These guys are in serious help. They need serious help is what's going on right now, man. Flint, with all their lead, they've got all the lead that's in the water. And
yeah, from the old pipes. And Cher sent down five semis worth of water.
Well, yeah, and I think that 9 and 10 and 9 and 10 News here locally, they are doing something with Vandree right now where they're dropping off bottles and bottles of water, as well as I just saw that the entire Detroit Lions defensive line, they dropped off 94,000 bottles of water to the folks in Flint who are going through with the lead water crisis over there. And yeah, it's it's something that I would like to get in on, like not get in on, but like I wouldn't want to head one of these things because man, there's a lot of
we need to send one bottle of water.
We can send one bottle of water.
No, each.
Each. Okay.
You got to start somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you know. I mean,
and then we'll try to get two bottles of water each.
Just yeah, slowly progress bottles. A little bit yes. Here and there. Okay.
Maybe we can send them down some new pipe for him to replace the old pipe. That's where the lead's coming from.
Well, we're going to look into some of the ways that we can possibly help locally, you know, the way that we, you know, like we're talking right here. We don't got that much ourselves, but it's still like, I mean, water's like the essence of life. Without water, you can't really survive at all. So we're going to look into some ways that
we're
can
possibly.
We're
not camels.
Yeah, yeah, we don't have nothing like that on our backs. Also, we're going to be looking into we're going to be registering two more
yes.
people tonight for the Microbrew and Music Festival tickets. This is a giveaway that we've got going on with E45 Magazine right now. You can actually see, this is the funny thing about it, is that you can go online and just register. You can just register for free right now. You just go to e45magazine.com and you can register right there for these Microbrew and Music Festival tickets. Two tickets were given away to one person. One lucky person is going to be getting those. We're going to be drawing those on February 7th, the night of the big game.
Yeah, the big show.
The big show, yes, yes. We're going to be doing our own little big show here.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of legalities we got to go through, I mean, to be able to do this, but
we might take our show first time off-site. We were offered state-of-the-art barbecue multimedia room.
Yeah, a sweet multimedia room.
In a Super Bowl party.
Total man cave. So tonight, you know, last week what we did for, we had karaoke chaos is mm-hmm. what we did. Where we wanted to see who could hold on to we wanted to see who could be electrocuted the longest with a dog shot collar taped to our fingertips. We had little yes. wires that were coming out. There was a video. I still got to get the video posted on the internet.
We went one for one.
Yes, one for one. We registered the Phantom as well
as
Deep Throat. Yep, we got Deep Throat in there. So
such colorful listeners.
Tonight we're going to be playing another game.
Yes.
And of course, because we are who we are, everything has to do with chaos. So tonight is Cashier Chaos is what we've got coming to you. We've got Sten, who is going to go to a local store here in the Interlochen area. That's where we live. Well, it's where I live, and Stan lives behind me.
But, yes.
Yeah. We somewhere locally here in Interlochen, and he's going to try to get the cashier to say a secret word. This is the way you got to do it now, Stan, okay?
I'm going to do it my way.
No, you don't. Yes, you were talking about I'm going to go in there.
I was asking if I can cheat. That's all.
I'm going to go in there. I'm going to be like, I'm Steh. I am from South of the Straits podcast, and
yes.
I'm a big deal, and I'm here to make you say a certain word. And
yeah,
like,
I had to get my gin and tonic ready and stuff first.
You can't do it like that. What you got to do is you just got to nonchalantly try to get her to say the secret word in 60 seconds. You have 60 seconds to do this.
Key word. I just was seeing if I can cheat around. That, that's all.
No, just like by conversation, you know. I mean, you.
But
just,
hey, how's it going?
What we're gonna do is we're gonna give you a. You're gonna give us a phone call as soon as you get there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then
when I arrive on the scene.
Yep.
Live.
As soon as you get there, while you're still out in your vehicle, you give us a phone call in your nice super duper Chevy. Silverado?
It's okay.
Doesn't matter. You're going to give us a call.
My Grammy yelled at me for buying that.
As you're sitting outside, you're going to give us a ring, and we'll give you the magic word, or the secret word, at that time. Secret magical word, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna give you
it's
that.
Top secret, folks.
Well, yeah, it's top secret, because this is like $100 value for these tickets. So us registering people... we're waiting on Los Romanos
to win $100 value of tickets.
Yes, up to $100 value. It's up to $100. It's not quite $100. Well, at this point, I think like the prices raise as it gets closer to the
mm-hmm.
event, and
yes.
then. But yeah, you got to go check out the Microbrew Music Festival one way or another.